Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, August 21st. Tesla is making a humanoid robot, and yes, this is real. At Tesla's recruiting effort called AI Day, they touted the capabilities of their artificial intelligence in relation to self-driving cars. And in their last segment of the presentation before Q&A, they had someone walk on stage in a robot costume, dance a little bit, and then Elon Musk proceeded to announce Tesla's actual intention to make a humanoid robot. The robot will have a human shape, a screen on its face, and is eventually made to perform boring, repetitive, or dangerous tasks. On the stage, they had a mock-up of what the robot might look like, along with some basic stats. The robot is aimed to be 5'8" tall, include 40 actuators for movement, and be able to lift 10 pounds at arm's length. Musk specifically said the robot can go to the store and get groceries. Tesla hopes to have a working prototype sometime next year, and that timeline may make it hit the market in a few years. At its AI Day, Tesla unveiled its Dojo supercomputer technology while showcasing its growing in-house chip design talent. They claim to have developed the fastest AI training machine in the world. Last year, Musk said that Tesla's Dojo computer would have a capacity of over a exaflop, which is 1 quintillion floating point operations per second, or 1,000 pentaflops. Ganesh Venkataramanan, Tesla's senior director of autopilot hardware and the leader of the Dojo project, unveiled Dojo's D1 chip. The new chip uses 7-nanometer technology and delivers breakthrough bandwidth and computing performance. Tesla designed the chip to seamlessly connect without any glue to each other, and the automaker took advantage of that by connecting 500,000 nodes together. The result is a 9-pentaflop training tile with 36 terabytes per second of bandwidth in less than 1 cubic foot. These 1-foot tiles can be combined still, creating a cabinet of over 100 pentaflops. And those can be connected still, resulting in what Tesla is calling an exapod. When realized, this will break the barrier of the exaflop of compute, something that supercomputer makers have been trying to achieve for some time. Tesla plans to use the new supercomputer to train its own neural driving networks to develop self-driving technology, and presumably, getting groceries with a robot. Tesla plans to launch a new full self-driving computer with the Cybertruck next year. At Tesla's AI Day, CEO Elon Musk was asked whether or not Tesla is reaching the limit of the full self-driving computer's capacity. He responded, quote, "Obviously, there will be a Hardware 4 or Self-Driving Computer 2, which will be probably introduced with the Cybertruck maybe in about a year or so. That will be roughly 4 times more capable, roughly." Now, that could be a hint that Tesla doesn't expect to start producing the Cybertruck until the second half of 2022. Tesla originally planned for the truck to be released by the end of 21, then pushed it to 22, and with a myriad of production obstacles in the way, the 1 year from now timeline seems more realistic. Tesla updated its online configurator, and its non-refundable order fee has more than doubled to $250. Instead of paying a $1,000 deposit when placing an order and then having that applied to the total price of the vehicle, Tesla charged a $100 non-refundable fee when buyers place an order. The reason for the $250 price hike is unknown, but it comes as the time between ordering a new Tesla and taking delivery is significantly increasing. As an example, the base version of the Model 3 is now slated for delivery in 2022. The reason for the delays are unknown, but Tesla is believed to be suffering from the chip shortage, like the rest of the auto industry. General Motors announced that it would expand its Chevy Bolt recall to all Bolts, including ones manufactured in the U.S., and including the 2022 EV and EUV. That includes all the vehicles that are sitting on a dealer's lot right now. What was once a precaution and no need for alarm, General Motors has now changed their tune, putting the blame squarely on the battery supplier. They write, quote, "After further investigation into the manufacturing processes at LG and disassembling battery packs, GM discovered manufacturing defects in certain battery cells produced at LG manufacturing facilities beyond the Ochang, Korea plant. By the way, we have full details and a link to the recall page on our site. But, as a quick reminder, to protect your Bolt from a fire, there's a few things that you can do. Set the charge limit to 90% state of charge, don't let the battery percentage fall below about 70 miles of range, and park the vehicle outside after charging. Replacing all the batteries will likely result in lengthy wait times for General Motors customers. Where, when, and how they will supply all these batteries is not known at the moment." We're now getting word that the first Ford Mustang Mach-E GT deliveries are happening. According to the Mach-E forum poster, 0T60-3.5, the Rapid Red model arrived last night to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 2 weeks earlier than expected. A Ford spokesperson confirmed, quote, "Yes, GT deliveries have begun and will ramp up over the next few months." After we got some eyes on the real deal, one owner said that the dark gray color is darker in person than in pictures. We're also hearing that it has tight control, an acceleration you can feel in the gut, and overwhelming laughter and exhilaration. At Electrek, we applaud the team at Ford for making an earlier-than-expected first delivery despite chip shortages, supply chain issues, and the pandemic. Bravo, Ford. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, U.S. large-scale battery power capacity grew by 35% in 2020, and it's tripled in the last 5 years. Five states account for more than 70% of U.S. battery storage capacity as of December of 2020. California is number one by a long shot at 31%, followed by Texas, Illinois, Massachusetts, and Hawaii. Each of them have more than 50 megawatts of power capacity. Swedish green steel venture Hybrit announced on Wednesday that they have made the world's first delivery of steel manufactured without using coal. When scaled up, this will reduce Sweden's total carbon dioxide emission by around 10%. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.